Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our top local story on WBBM. Chicago police are looking for the person or people involved in a drive-by shooting. It wounded four people. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the story.
The shooting happened a little after 8:30 last night on 70th and Halsted in the Englewood neighborhood. Police say a gray Dodge Durango drove past people who were standing on a sidewalk, and someone in the vehicle began shooting at them. Four people were hit, including a 36-year-old man shot in the head and a 34-year-old man shot in the abdomen. Both were taken to a hospital in critical condition. A 43-year-old man shot twice in a leg was taken to a hospital in good condition, and the fourth victim, a woman, suffered a graze wound. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago Loop Alliance is expanding its ambassador program to the entire Central Loop area. The program currently focuses primarily on State Street. The Alliance says the expanded patrols will take place from June 5th to October 7th. They'll operate afternoons and evenings 5 days a week, while the State Street program will continue 7 days a week.
Apologies are being issued by Rich Township High School for an embarrassing mistake related to graduation.
The stoles or sashes that are draped over the shoulders were supposed to have the word graduate. It was graduate instead. They were shipped 3 months ago. Somehow no one caught the error. A letter sent to families says regrettably there was an error in the graduation sashes provided to us by our vendor, Herf Jones. This mistake went unnoticed until the sashes were distributed, and for that we sincerely apologize. Herf Jones also offered sincere apologies. The graduates are getting new sashes free of charge with the correct spelling, and pictures taken by a school photographer are being photoshopped. Mike Krauser, 105.9 WBBM.
Authorities in McHenry County are asking for the public's help to find the hit-and-run driver who left a stranded motorist dead early Monday.
The man killed was 39 years old, and McHenry County authorities say he was a resident of North Chicago. Early Monday morning, his vehicle got stuck in a ditch in the Fox Lake area near the intersection of Wilmont Road and Paddock. And the McHenry County Sheriff's Office says the man was outside his car when he was hit and killed by a white vehicle, possibly a Kia. That vehicle kept on going. The sheriff's office is encouraging anyone with information to call it in. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
This week's summer-like temperatures mean many people are heading to beaches and private pools, but the Chicago Park District swimming pools won't be open until late June at least. The opening could be delayed because of the ongoing nationwide shortage of lifeguards. The American Lifeguard Association's Wyatt Weirith tells CBS2 there's quite a bit of training needed before one can get work as a lifeguard.
You know, our job's up close and personal. We have to do CPR. We have to do special types of holds and carry.
The Chicago Park District has mounted an all-out effort to hire more lifeguards. That includes a $600 signing bonus, free certification and training, free Divvy bike accounts, and free Chicago Fire tickets.
A former Chicago police superintendent confronted some would-be robbers who targeted his daughter early on Memorial Day.
The Sun-Times says it was around 4:25 a.m. when some would-be robbers in a vehicle spotted a woman getting into her car in Chatham. That woman was the daughter of former police superintendent Terry Hillard. A source tells the paper that Hillard, who was looking out his window, saw what was about to happen. So he ran outside yelling and screaming. The suspects reportedly apologized to the woman and jumped back into their vehicle and sped away. Hillard's daughter was wearing a police uniform, but the paper says it was partially covered in the attempted robbery. No one was hurt and nothing was stolen. Keith Johnson, 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago Police Department's holding its annual recognition ceremony today. The event honors officers who have distinguished themselves and the Chicago Police Department through outstanding acts of courage and heroism. The ceremony will be at noon at the Hyatt Regency Chicago on Wacker Drive. An Aurora man's been sentenced to 100 years in prison for a Naperville home invasion and assault.
Judge Michael Reedy sentenced 26-year-old Thaddeus Jones after a jury found him guilty of home invasion evasion, aggravated criminal sexual assault, kidnapping, robbery, and possession of a stolen motor vehicle. DuPage County prosecutors say Jones broke into a woman's home 5 years ago, assaulted her, drove her to a bank, and forced her to withdraw money before she could escape. State's Attorney Robert Berlin says while the woman will never forget what happened, he hopes the sentence will give her some closure, knowing Jones will never again pose a risk to society. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago artist who was once labeled the country's most notorious counterfeiter is displaying his art to celebrate a special milestone. Arthur Williams says he learned to paint when he was serving time in Arkansas for counterfeiting almost $10 million in fake $100 bills before he was caught. He tells WBBM prison transformed him in more ways than one.
I ended up reading like 60 biographies while I was in the hole. And I came across Michelangelo. That was like the last book I read. It was Agony and Ecstasy. I fell in love with the Renaissance, fell in love with that life, the creative life. And then when I went to prison, I took a painting class and started painting and studying all the masters. And now here I am, 10 years free and an artist. I mean, I could have never imagined, you know, from something in prison would lead me to the London House, you know.
Williams' work primarily displays the $100 bill theme, which is part of the London House Hotel's centennial celebration.
Demolition got underway yesterday at the former Arlington International Racecourse grandstand. It's interior work on the structure, a first step toward a possible new Bears stadium. The team's also applied for a permit to tear down the entire structure, along with other buildings, later this summer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.